It's Morning Edition on member-supported Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. It was a big night for Republicans across the country and right here in Iowa last night. I'm here this morning with Associated Press political reporter Catherine Lucey to discuss last night's results. Catherine, biggest story here with Joni Ernst. Iowa has finally sent a woman to represent it in Washington. Last week we were on the show calling the race razor thin. How did it play out?
You know, this was a big night for Republicans, but a huge night for Joni Ernst here in Iowa. You know, a year ago, she was a relatively unknown state lawmaker. You know, last night, she was elected to the open U.S. Senate seat. And what's clear, at least from the folks that we've talked to and what we've seen in this race, is there are just a lot of Iowans who were pretty unhappy with the president and the direction, the gridlock in Washington. And they saw her as a fresh face and a new person to send to Washington.
Are there any indications, as you see it, from her campaign about what she'll be like in the United States Senate?
You know, it's sort of hard to say right now, and there's only so much we can look at in terms of her career here in Iowa. She's certainly a conservative, so you can draw some conclusions from that. But some of the folks I've talked to about her time in the Senate and her her record here, she's someone who is not typically a bomb thrower in the legislature. So some people think that she's likely to be able to work collaboratively or try to work. Collaboratively in the Senate.
Now, for years, Bruce Braley, the Democrat in this race, has seemed to be a senator in waiting for the Democrats. What does last night's loss mean for the Iowa Democratic Party?
Well, it was a bad night for the Democratic Party, and they're certainly going to have to go into a rebuilding mode, looking ahead to 2016 and beyond. Braley just never really connected with a lot of Iowans, and that was a problem for his campaign. It's hard to say how much this means, looking ahead. Iowa still is a state with a pretty evenly divided electorate in terms of voter registration. So, if Democrats, recruit candidates and are aggressive in future cycles, especially in presidential cycles, which tend to favor Democrats, they might be able to reclaim some territory.
Now, I'm sure nobody seems too surprised about Governor Branstad coasting to re-election last night over Des Moines State Senator Jack Hatch, but the governor's still left with a split legislature. Democrats retained the slim majority of 26-24 in the Iowa Senate. House Republicans in the state actually picked up a few seats in the House. What does that mean for the upcoming legislative session?
Yes, I think the Branstad race was called the minute the polls were closed. No
right.
One was that surprised about that. The thing with the legislature remaining in divided control is that it will force compromise between the political parties. And what we've seen in the past couple years is that Branstad has actually been very effective with a split legislature. 2 years ago, he had a huge session where he was able to get a significant commercial property tax approved, new education spending, and a negotiated deal on healthcare for low-income Iowans. So I think that it does mean there are certain types of conservative policies that probably won't make it, but that they should be able to get things done.
And many see the Republican Party as turning things around with this election. How did they turn it around?
A lot of that credit goes to Branstad, who, he and his allies really, they sought to elect new folks into the party structure, get new leadership at the state party, and did a lot of fundraising and organizing to try and better position the Republicans for wins, which we saw last night.
And very quickly, what does this mean for 2016? I'm sure a lot of friends will be visiting Governor Branstad.
They're already visiting Branstad. He had so many friends in this fall. 2016 is probably already underway, and more folks will come in, and certainly Republicans will say that they have a more robust party and are well prepared. I'm sure Democrats will say, though, that they too are poised for the presidential years.
Okay. Associated Press political reporter Catherine Lucey on last night's elections. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.